Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Samuel. Then the Ziphites went up to Saul at Gibeah, saying, "Is not David hiding among us in the strongholds at Horesh, on the hill of Hakalah, which is south of Jeshimon? Now come down, O king, according to all your heart's desire to come down, and our part shall be to surrender him into the king's hand." And Saul said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, for you have had compassion on me. Go, make yet more sure, know and see the place where his foot is, and who has seen him there, for it is told me that he is very cunning. See, therefore, and take note of all the lurking places where he hides, and come back to me with sure information. Then I will go with you. And if he is in the land, I will search him out among all the thousands of Judah." And they arose and went to Ziph ahead of Saul. O Lord, have mercy on us. If you follow the treasury of daily prayer, the Old Testament readings have taken us deep into Saul's pursuit of David. Unfortunately, it skips over the pertinent section for today's psalm. After Jonathan signaled to David to run for it, after David was sustained by the showbread at Nob, and before David first spared Saul's life at the cave, David was betrayed twice. First, he was ratted out by Doeg, the Edomite, giving rise to Psalm 52 and the murder of the priests at Nob, all save one. And then David was betrayed again by the people of Ziph in the wilderness, giving rise to Psalm 54. "Strangers have risen up against me," happy to become spies for Saul and to give up David's position, as we heard. And Saul praised these Ziphites for showing compassion to him in his time of need. And for their treachery, Saul blessed them using the Lord's name. David, however, prays that the Lord would save him by his name. He prays for vindication according to God's might. David uses the Lord's name rightly to call upon him in every trouble, to pray, to praise, and to give thanks. Only the Lord's strength will do. David has only a few men with him, and the orphaned priest Abiathar with him, probably more of a liability than an asset, I think. Yet, David goes confidently in the promise that he has from his anointing, with which Jonathan had just refreshed him. "Do not fear. The hand of Saul will not find you, and you will be king over Israel." It was this unseen vindication that sustained David. "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life." Saul, on the other hand, sought the compassion of men, and he found their promises to be of greatest value to him. And thus, he misused the name of the Lord in a false blessing, falling into even greater sin. Our psalm prays that they do not set God before themselves. This is true both of our foes outside of the faith, but also frequently of our friends who become as foes to us. God falls away from our eyes. The promises of the Lord are treated as impractical matters, the stuff of Bible study and chapel and church maybe, but not of daily work, not of everyday life. All around us, the sound and the voices of would-be helpers are sounding, and we begin to seek their vindication at any cost. We start to think, well, the local spies, they must see the most, right? This is unbelief, dear Christians. It's creeping into our hearts, and it is supplanting saving faith. That's how practical this is. The Lord's strength, the Lord's greater David, Christ Jesus, He vindicates and saves you. As His name indicates, Jesus, the Lord, saves. Come on, does He no longer rule heaven and earth? Is He a God near but not also far off, as we heard last week? Isn't He seeing everything? Of course He is. Is Christ Jesus not ascended far above all heavens to fill all things? Does He not have this world well in hand, dear saints? Well, who then shall we trust as the upholder of our life, if not Him? Whose voices, whose name shall we keep always before us? I will give thanks to Your name, O Lord, for it is good. The Lord's name is our promise. We belong to Him, sealed with His name and the washing of pure water. We stand not with the treacherous, but we stand with the Lord's anointed. We are like Abiathar, that refugee priest from Nob, with his father and all of his fellow priests dead. We certainly been put into the crosshairs too of our anointed's enemies. And yet, as David promised to him, Christ promises also to us, with me you will be in safekeeping. Or as another psalm says, you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Set this Lord always before you, and give the words of your mouths into His ears. He delivers, He saves, He vindicates. And He has promised to hear. And He, in His own faithfulness, He will put an end to your enemies. He will take care of whatever evil ought to be returned to them. Do not allow what is powerful or what is plain or what is seemingly self-evident in this world push God's good name out from before your eyes. Do not flip sides and turn coat for Saul's aims. After all, what mad king ever trusted a traitor who came to him and kept him close, knowing that they were ripe for treachery? Let the sweet psalmist of Israel instruct our prayers and our faith in these dark days, O Christians. He spares Saul and honors his authority to be sure. He leaves vengeance to the Lord. But David does not allow anything, including that, to keep him from sacrificing and thanksgiving and praying. He does not allow the Lord's name to become a pious cover for all kinds of earthly Ziphite scheming. And he does not allow God to be moved aside. God grant it also among us, dear flock. Be of good cheer. You are with the Lord's anointed. That means that you are shielded by His name, and you will be vindicated by His cross. Your cause belongs to Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Vincent Shaw, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.